The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460AM.com. This is not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. And no, it's not Thursday. So if you're not totally confused by now, you can join in with the rest of us and join the confusion. I've got a co-host with me this morning. We've got Baron Browning in the studio.
Good morning, Trish.
City councilman from the city of Anderson. It's 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69, a low of 48, and showers are likely, about a 40% chance of showers today, and on Saturday, a high of 60 and a low of 40, again a chance of showers, and we're hoping that's not going to come to fruition. We've got cool April nights all week long, and we're hoping that it's not going to just downpour on us. On Sunday, chance of showers, a high of 57 and a low of 47. On Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 72, and Monday night, 49. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we're kind of playing musical chairs with the radio station this morning. Glad you could join us. And hope you jump into the chat room at KCNR 1460 AM and join us for the show. We've got our first guest here this morning, and we've got this lovely little animal in the studio with us from Haven Humane Society. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Am I the lovely little animal?
No, you're the lovely little lady that brought the little animal. Webster?
No, it's Weston.
Weston.
So I have Weston with me today. He is a six-year-old wire-haired terrier mix. Really sweet little gray and white dog with curly, wiry hair. He is under 25 pounds. He weighs about 24 pounds. He's a good-sized dog for apartment living or he would make a really great companion animal. He does great with other dogs and cats. He would need to go into a home with respectful children just because of his age. And
how old is he?
He's about six. He just doesn't really appreciate being overhandled, which I don't know any dog that does, but some are a lot more tolerant of the overhandling. And Weston here is neutered and up to date on all his vaccines and ready to walk out of the shelter today into a new loving home. Because he is considered a senior dog, his adoption fee is half off thanks to the PALS fund. You can also bring in any non-perishable food items for our Stuff the Bus food drive, and we'll take $50 off of any adoption fee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So how long does the Stuff the Bus program, is that an ongoing kind of thing?
It's going on for a little while longer. I think till May 11th or 13th is when they're actually stuffing the bus. So, so that's going on for a while. We do have a really big event coming up a week from tomorrow is Pet Fest, which is really awesome. We're going to have canine demonstrations. It's going to be catered by Heartlines West Mex. There's going to be tacos and margaritas. That's all I need to just really tell people. Just come for the tacos and the margaritas. There's going to be over 30 different vendors. There's going to be something for everybody. It's a free family event, family-friendly, dog-friendly. The splash dogs are going to be there, so you can come see if your dog's going to want to take the plunge. It's a really great time. We have a dog show. We have West Mutster Dog Show because, you know, we're not fancy. We're doing West Mutster. Anybody can come down, and that's at Haven on Cinco de Mayo, from noon to 5.
And remind everybody again, Amy, where, Haven is. A lot of people really don't know.
Yeah, so we're at 7449 Eastside Road. If you're coming from Reading on 273, we're closer to the Anderson area. So if you're coming from Reading, you're gonna pass the casino. If you're coming from Anderson, you're gonna go right before the casino. And there's a sign that says animal shelter with an arrow, so. A lot of people, we're in a kind of an odd space.
We are, and I know a lot of people, we sometimes assume that everybody knows where these locations are, and really, in reality, they don't.
It's an amazing location for us, actually, because we do have about 8 acres at Haven, so, like, we have lots of room, so we love being where we're at. And then we are also adding to that to our Pet Fest, so the really amazing adoption special, thanks to the people at Bissell. The Bissell Pet Foundation is going to be sponsoring everybody's adoption fee on May 5th, so we are going to be clearing the shelters. We've done this last year. We participated in the Clear the Shelter event. And it was extremely successful for Haven. We adopted out almost more animals than anybody else that participated. But unfortunately, other people were able to clear the shelter, and we were not because we have a bigger shelter. But we did have a lot of adoptions that day, and we want to do it again, and we want to really clear the shelter this year.
Amy, on an average day, how many animals do you have in the shelter?
We have 72 kennels in one building and 52 in the other. And then
we have a
lot of cat kennels and cat cages as well. So it fluctuates. Every day is a different story. We can have 10 coming in and 5 going out, or 20 going out and 5 coming in. It's a never ending. You never know. There's never a day that's the same.
So besides dogs and cats, what are the kind of animals do you have at Haven?
As of right this moment, I don't believe we have any others. But we do often get in other animals, reptiles, small animals, rabbits, rats, goats, pigs. Like, we do get in other animals. Just at this time, I think we only have dogs and cats. Last I looked, I would have jumped on the farm animals. I jump on those as soon as they come in. Those are mine.
So our little guy that we have with us today, how long has he been with you? Tell us more about him so we get people excited to come and...
Yeah, he's only been with us about 2 weeks, so it hasn't been real long.
And he came from...
He came in as a stray.
Oh, okay.
As a stray, yeah.
Very calm. He's checking things out here as he's sitting, but sitting very quietly and composed.
Yeah,
and
he's got a very expressive face, too, so...
He's cute.
Well, he jumped on you first thing.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, he definitely picks certain people he really likes, and everybody else he just says hi to, and then he really likes certain people. So, yeah, he's a really sweet dog, and like I said, he's available for adoption. So, and with the Clear the Shelter event, we're encouraging people to come and fill out applications now, because it is a week from tomorrow, to get you pre-approved, make the process a lot faster on everybody involved, so you can
and
come and do
that. And then on Cinco de Mayo, they actually can do it for free.
Yes.
They can come in and...
Yep, there will be a $10 licensing fee if you're within city or county. If you're
City
in
of
our,
Reading?
Yeah, City of Reading or Shasta County. So if you're in our jurisdiction, we do license at the time of adoption. So just be aware that there will be a $10 charge for licensing. Cats don't get licensed, so they're actually completely free out the door.
All right.
And a little bragging, Anderson Rotary will be there serving the wine.
Yeah, yes, they are bringing our booze.
Yes.
Okay.
They're very important.
So I will be there all, you know, from noon to 5.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And, of course, and just another little shout-out to Eric and Leanne from Heartline Tex-Mex. They are making their salsa at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Yep, and actually Anderson Police Department's going to be there as well doing demonstrations with the canines. And so it's going to be a really fun time. So family-friendly, it's going to be a blast. Everybody needs to come out.
And get involved. Okay, final thoughts? Anything you haven't covered yet?
I think that's about it. We have a lot going on in the next couple months here.
There is, and it's always a good time, and I just always, whenever I think of animals and with the heat coming, we want to remind everybody that we just have to start leaving our friendly pets at home now.
Yes, please do not leave your
animals. Do not haul them around in our cars during the summertime, because you just can't leave them in the car, even for a minute.
No, it is far too hot in Reading to be leaving a car, or dog in a car at any point, so.
And if you do, you'll have a smashed window when you get back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody is going to come along
come.
And, well, absolutely, because, I know that I have no compulsion about calling animal control immediately.
Yeah.
If I see an animal left in a car, that
absolutely.
Just is not can't do it.
Well, you wouldn't do it with your kids. Why would you do it?
Well, so unfortunately, some people do.
And I like my dogs more than my kids most of the days. So.
Yeah, depends on the age of the kids.
They're nicer to me. Yeah.
Okay, well, Amy, thanks so much for coming in. That's great. We're going to take a short break here. And then we'll be back on the other side. We'll be right back.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3623.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Oh, love that song. Okay, well, so welcome back, and it is Cool April Night coming up. Tonight's the cruise. This is Trish Clark, and it's Friday, so you're not totally off your scheme here. Please jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com and join our conversation. Or if you'd like to give us a call, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Give us a call at 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellent Award, Certified Chest Pain Center and Certified Primary Stroke Center, and Stroke Center, and recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Remind you that I have Baron Browning in the studio with me this morning. So, Baron, we all know you're the Anderson City Councilman, past mayor. Tell us a little bit about Baron Browning and what, how long you've been in Shasta County, and just a little bit about you.
Oh, thank you. So my wife and I moved here in 2004-2005 time frame, and at that time I worked for Budweiser. And in 2011, of course, InBev bought Budweiser, so I became unemployed and decided that I would just get involved with the community a little bit. Excuse me. Thanks to Kim Chamberlain, who invited me to Anderson Rotary. That's where I kind of got to know the community even more and kind of learned about Anderson and all of those things that, that go along with Anderson Rotary, which we know they do a ton of stuff. And so community involvement is huge. And then a few years, about 2 years later, I decided that I would go ahead and poke my head in for office. And here we are, 4 years later.
I know. And it's been exciting because I've loved the way you've jumped into the community. You and your wife and your daughter are at all of the events and really involved. For somebody that hasn't been in our community that long, it's kind of like a fresh breath of air from a different area and not tied to how we've always done it and willing to step out of the box a little bit and make some different things happen. I think that's good for a board from time to time. I think it's good to bring that new blood in and see things through different eyes that we've all been looking at the same things for years and sometimes don't see what's right in front of our face.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, not all change is bad. And sometimes you have to take a leap of faith with those changes and kind of see where it leads you. I'm not always right. Absolutely, I'm not. I definitely make mistakes along the way. You correct those and kind of move on. As we are delving through butane honey oil and those kind of things, you go down one path and you're like, whoa, we got to wait. We got to go the other way. And, you know, those things are kind of fun, though, to look at all those different aspects and research it and figure out what other communities have had those issues with, what legalities are there in the state of California and from the federal level, and just see where it all plays out. It was kind of exciting. And that particular bill, the butane honey oil, or the butane bill, went all the way to the governor's desk. And, you know, the sad part was he rejected it and did not sign it. And his statement was because of commerce. I look at it a little bit differently. I don't know what he was thinking. I can't even begin to tell you what he was thinking.
It's pretty hard with our governor.
Right, but everybody has different thoughts and different views. That doesn't make them wrong or right. I don't have to agree with them necessarily, but it doesn't make them wrong or right. It just made it what his opinion was. My opinion was if houses are blowing up and people are dying and children are getting hurt, which was there's a very moving story about two young children, and that's why it really grabbed my heart. With the butane and why I kind of captured it and moved forward with it. And that's actually happened just outside of Sacramento. And they went to visit their uncle. The mom dropped them off. They went to the door and they couldn't find the uncle, so they went to the garage. And as soon as they opened the garage, that's when the garage blew up. And those two children, although they're alive, and we appreciate that, they're badly burned and had to go through a lot of series of going to the hospital and treatments and all of those things. And that really captured my heart. About why we should do this. And so I look at it as a safety aspect in the community. And you don't want your neighbor that's in your apartment, especially an apartment complex, you don't want their building blowing up. And so those things capture my heart. And let's see where we can take this.
And do you think there's any chance that it's going to be revived and taken back again?
I hear it is. I hear it's back up again in committee. And I hope they move forward with it and change some verbiage. So that our governor sees it as the right thing to do. That's my hope and prayer.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Well, and so right now, of course, we've got in the city of Reading, we've got the whole Cool April Nights thing, but that's going on all over Shasta County. I think there's some show and shines down in the city of Anderson that have been happening this week, and that's one of those activities that kind of all of Shasta County gets involved in.
Another great story. You know, Officer Doug Carney, retired, kind of led the charge for a few years or a bunch of years with Cool April Nights. And this is kind of the Cool April Nights committee's way of and the community coming surrounding him and his family and saying, we do care about you, we love you, and we appreciate that all that Doug not only did in service to our great community, but the service he did to Cool April Nights and giving back after he was retired. Isn't that what it's about?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I often say, as you know, I'm still up to my neck in the community and what have you. Wouldn't have it any other way. I just quit getting paid, I think. Tired, but only from, you know, the jobs where you got money for it. But when you actually donate your time into the community and are still a part of the throb that makes the community work, it's so rewarding. You get so much more back from it than you put into it.
Absolutely. It's just, for me personally, it's been a wonderful experience, and I'll tell you why we moved here. My wife was born and raised in Anderson, went to Anderson High School, went to Sacred Heart, and then to Anderson High School.
Okay.
And then went on to graduate from Simpson College. And so her all of her family live here, and so when I was doing traveling and I was gone, you know, roughly 300 days a year, she called me one day and said, I'm moving home. and I'll see you when you get there. And kind of jokingly, but truth.
Yeah.
There's some truth in that. And so I am so blessed that God directed us to come here and be a part of this great community. I grew up in a very small town in East Oregon, population 103 people. And so I love the small town feel. But at the same time, I am always looking for progress. And how can we get here and how can we get there? And the city of Anderson, along with our city manager, Jeff Kieser, and our awesome council, I just love our council, we're so united on so many fronts. We don't always agree, but you never hear us bickering afterwards. And that's the great thing is you go in and a decision is made and we support each other. Wrong, right, or indifferent, we support each other that decision is made. We can come back later and change it. We will, but...
But the important part is you are making decisions. That's what I like about the city of Anderson is that when things are brought to their attention or when the councilmen go out and find things, council people go out into the community, come up with something that they want to do, it's brought before the council in a timely manner. It's put out there. The public has their input. And then a decision is made one way or the other. We don't get a committee. We don't study it for a year and a half. We don't kick it down the road because it's a touchy subject and we don't want to make a decision on it. You guys have been taking these issues one at a time, controversial, whatever, some disagreement, but you make a decision and move forward with it one way or the other. That's what government's supposed to do instead of constantly looking at the same issues on and on because nobody wants to jump in and make a decision. And I really applaud the city for doing that. And the community's not always going to agree with you. God knows. I mean, I did 20 years of it, and I always said you could get a third of the people to agree with you all of the time, a third of the people that are going to disagree with you all the time, and a third of them that kind of go back and forth. But you got to do what you think is the right thing and what you think is the best thing for the community, and then get three votes to go in that direction and then act on it.
You know what's great, though, is that our council is always out and about. They're always in the community. We're always doing stuff. You always see us everywhere. And so we're always connected to those people that have concerns. And I love that. I mean, I get PM messages all the time on Facebook about this or that. And I love taking those things on and talking through them with them. And I'm trying to help them work it out. And if it's our issue, we're going to help you work it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's our role as government, as city government, to listen to what the people have to say. And try to move those things forward. They're not always going to like the outcome, and I don't always like the outcome of whatever the decision that has to be made is. But at the end of the day, we make one.
So. The city of Anderson is unique in a couple of ways. One of them is their fire department is not a part of the city of Anderson. The Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate entity. Has a bigger footprint than the actual city limits. And is in fact a separate entity, and that's something that the community is going to have to deal with. And the city of Anderson is very involved in that as well, because fire protection is very important. City residents that are part of your government system certainly need fire protection. That's the next real big area that we have to start looking at, and there's going to be a survey coming out in the very near future to the people, letting them know the status of the fire department, the things that need to happen, and how they can help. So I'm just taking this opportunity and encourage all the city or the residents of the Anderson Fire Protection District, which is pretty much concurrent with the residents of the city of Anderson, to fill out those surveys and send them back and help us move forward with giving the residents of Anderson the kind of fire protection they really need and deserve.
And I think what you have today is something that haven't had in a while at Anderson Fire, and that is we've just appointed a chief, Chief Lowe, who was born and bred and raised right there at Anderson Fire Department. As of 18, he's been there since he was 18 years old. And what a breath of fresh air.
He is.
He interacts with the city. He's interacting with the public. You see him at a lot of events. And he's just engaged. And that's the breath of fresh air that we were talking about with the council. You're getting now the same thing with Chief Lowe. And, man, that's just it's great
exciting.
To see.
I'm going to be sure to jump in and say that we had a really good opportunity with Chief Weigel when he came in and really corrected a lot of things that were very wrong with the Anderson Fire Protection District. He had some really good ideas. He brought with us to this department some really good expertise and professionalism that really turned that department around and turned it in the right direction. And while he was there, he was tutoring Jeff and heading him in the right direction.
Steve.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Steve and Chief Lowe, he opened his ears and he listened and he took it all down and made notes and now is putting into effect all of those things that the fire board and Chief Weigel came to realize that were needed in that department. And I know that Chief Lowe would agree with that whole concept with me, because we needed that change. We needed somebody from the outside to come in here and tell us, this is not good. We're not heading in the right direction. You can't live on your reserves forever. At some point, you got to turn it around and head in the right direction. So we've gone through a real good time in the Anderson Fire Protection District. Couldn't have fixed or picked a better chief to move forward with, and looking forward to what's coming up next.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working old summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm a gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, fresh chilled crabs, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, 1460 AM Community Radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to us by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling system. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. So I'm joined in the studio this morning. This is Trish Clark, and if you're confused, it's not Thursday, if you just tuned in. It really is Friday. We kind of played musical chairs with the schedule this week, and so I'm in this morning, and I have in the studio with me right now City Councilman Baron Browning from the city of Anderson. And we're just talking about all great things in the South County.
Yeah, isn't it great?
It is. So tell me, that we've got some building going on in the city of Anderson. Kind of give us a rundown of what's new and exciting just around the corner.
Yeah, right near the post office is the beautiful county community health center. And, man, that thing is so nice. And if you saw while that was being erected, the structure next to it where Owens is, right off of North Street, they went and did a whole new facade in front of theirs as well, making all of those storefronts look
in conjunction
with that. Isn't it great?
It was exciting to see that they were going to jump in and make that as a whole new center of town. And it's been a while. I was thinking back as I was looking at that building that Farmers Market closed there. Oh, my gosh. So many years ago, and there really hasn't been anything in that corner since then. So, yeah, it's looking really good. And then over on East Center, that one building I noticed is being cleaned up that burned down.
Yes, that is a process.
Yeah.
That's where you look at government and you go, why does it take so long? And unfortunately, that's not unfortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, not a city issue. If we had our way, we would have gone in the next day and cleaned it up instantly. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, people have rights. And so that
private property and an out-of-town owner.
And an out-of-town owner. And so, you know, as much as we push, he still has rights to appeal and do all of these things. And, it's just, it is frustrating from a city side. And I know we constantly, all the council gets asked regularly, if not daily, when's that going to be cleaned up? Well, honestly, we wish we could. If we had our way, we would. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he could come back and sue the city if we did something that was out of turn.
Exactly.
In conjunction with the law. So that's sad from our perspective.
And down on the corner across from the Burger King and all of that, they've got some exciting stuff happening there as well in the old bank building.
Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins, first in the North State anyway for them. They have turned in plans, so we've given them back to them, so we'll see when they get started. So that's always exciting. And then you have Heartline Westmex, who we captured near the end of last year. They're a salsa manufacturer, delivering to Safeway and all kinds of great stores across this great state and other states now. So they're delivering quite a few places now. But they're currently at the Frontier Senior Center, manufacturing there temporarily until their facility gets built. And then you'll see a nice manufacturing facility right there in the city of Anderson. So
yeah, and just to remind people that the Frontier Senior Center does have that full-service kitchen. That's a good use for it right now, but we're continually looking for people who like to do catering.
And a commercial kitchen, they had to have.
And that's it. It is a qualified, certified commercial kitchen with all the necessary certificates and qualified staff that go with that. So if you've got a catering business or anything out there that you think you might want to be using that, you give us a call.
And it's just been a pleasure to get to know Eric and his family through this process. They're just wonderful people, and they fit in so well to the city. Now they actually live in the city. So not only do they have own their business in our city, but now they have a house in our city, so they're there. But they just become an integral part of our city and gotten involved giving back to the community, similar to Players Pizza and others, grocery outlet. Right. And so these owners that are coming into our city, they just seem to, God has sent them to us. I truly believe that, because now they're just fitting in and they're giving back and being a part of, and that's just awesome to watch.
So let's talk just a little bit about the Shasta Gateway area. It was the Shasta Gateway Outlet. What are we calling it now? The Shasta Marketplace.
It's the Gateway Center.
That's the
Gateway Center. Yeah.
Okay. Because I think it's confusing to people. It is no longer an outlet store as such.
Correct.
New ownership. A lot of new things are happening. The grocery outlet took over that one whole area of it. Anything else in sight for what's happening?
Yeah,
there?
I've been working with some people for about, I guess, about 2 months now in putting a fish and chips in there where the old Skipper's used to be. So it'll be a private person. It won't be a chain, but very well established in the area. So they're looking to be there. So hopefully they can, you know, connect and get all those right things done, and we can have another place to go eat, and fish and chips are always good.
So I'll give you an assignment, Baron. You need to go out and find us a really nice steakhouse for the Anderson area.
Oh, I've tried. And I've not given up. As I sounded about that, I have reached out and reached out and reached out, and I will continue to do that. That's the part of the business that, or being a council person that I truly love, is being able to connect and reach out and go and visit people. And similar to Heartland Westmex, Freshmex, that same concept of, hey, they're there, let's go talk to them and see if they're interested in being a part of our great community. And I won't give up.
Good.
We'll continue to strive forward. And we have the great thing about right now is, and it has been going on for the last almost a year now, is we have people calling us and saying, hey, we're interested in this. What do you have? Jeff and his staff, our city manager, have been great about bringing them into our city and going and showing them different parcels around the community. Now, all those don't always work out. Excuse me. Got a frog. But they, at least they're coming and they're asking, and our staff is always great about reaching out to them and showing them around our great city and showing them what they have offer. Because we still have a lot of I-5 frontage.
And
that's available.
That's what I was going to say. And we're unique in that because the other communities, with the exception of the Knighton Road.
I gave it to you.
I know, the frog just jumped. I think that with the exception of the Knighton Road area, which has proven over the years to be somewhat cumbersome in siting projects, there isn't a lot of I-5 frontage available with freeway access. And Anderson has a lot of it.
We do have some exciting news, though. So our staff, along with Caltrans, have been working hard to get three lanes all the way from the south side of Anderson all the way to Bonneview. That's been going on for a while now. We've been working with Caltrans to get there. We actually voted last council meeting to contribute to that. The county did as well. And so it went this week, I believe yesterday or the day before, and it passed. It will be voted on. It passed committee. It will be voted on along with a couple other projects next month by the state of California. And so we're looking forward to what that vote turns out to be. The staff in the city have been working for years on getting that through federal grants, state grants. This is the first one that's gone this far. And so we're looking forward to seeing if that can all take place. Because that'll make a more vibrant community. I mean, it'll be easier for people to commute from Anderson to Reading and vice versa, Reading to Anderson. Because isn't this about the bigger picture? Isn't this about making the two communities aligned?
Well, exactly. And Shasta County, and I always remind people that only half of the community lives in the city of Reading, and the other half of the community lives in the unincorporated area in the other two cities. So when we address things, we always want to look at what's good for Shasta County and the county as a whole. I have to tell people, and have for some 40 years now, that, you know, it used to be the county and the city, and then it was the county and the city, and, oh, yeah, Anderson, and then the city of Shasta Lake came in. But we have three incorporated cities and lots of communities that are important and have lots of events going on. So I always kind of remind people to think Shasta County as opposed to just thinking the bigger city to the north.
Wasn't it great, though? I mean, when I got here in 2005, it always seemed, always what I heard was Anderson was kind of second fiddle. And, you know, oh, there's Anderson. Oh, there's Anderson. And now you're seeing the complete transformation where it's, oh, look at Anderson.
I know. And I want to say we it has been the council. It's been the very aggressive work from the city manager and the staff. A good choice in your police chief. The fire department turned itself around. The permitting process has made a huge, huge impact. For whatever reason, they finally got it right as an agency with an attitude that should, I say, permeate through all of our planning agencies, and that is, how can we help you be successful? Instead of, What can we throw in front of you to make this difficult just because we can?
Right.
And that seems to be, and that isn't just the city of Redding and the county. It used to be the city of Anderson. It certainly is the state of California. It's an attitude I think they teach them in planning school. That just put, how can we make obstacles to make it more difficult to get going? I would say city of Anderson, and I hear this from the business community, not so much the staff, that they kind of get a grin on their face when they've got a project in Anderson because they know it's going to be something. They're not going to get away with anything.
No.
Is it, they're going to meet all the rules, and it's going to be built to code, and everybody's going to hold them accountable. But it's going to happen in a timely manner with the staff that wants to be helpful and help you through the process.
Well, isn't that the way it's supposed to be, though?
Absolutely.
When you walk into a store and you want to buy a pair of pants, isn't it nice to see somebody meet and greet you and say, you know, how can I help you? Oh, do you have this size? And match you up. It's the same with going into the city of Anderson. You're conducting business. You know, you're the customer. And let's bring you in. Now, there's rules. And some people don't like those rules.
And a lot of the rules we don't even get
they're
to make.
Ours,
they're state
right.
and federal rules.
Right. And so, yeah, but we're going to help you walk through those and figure out what they are and try to point you in the right direction to get those things solved. We can't solve them all because some of them, unfortunately, you do have to solve them. Just by the way, you have to build things in the state of California, which is in some areas it's good and some areas it's bad. But we still have to uphold those because what happens is if we let you build that under code and if something happens, the city's liable.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to take that on.
And the city is a citizen to the city of Anderson.
Absolutely.
And that's what we always have to remember is that we have to protect the rights of the citizens and not make them liable for bad construction and those things. But there are ways to bend and figure out a way to get there to make everybody successful and meet all those codes and everything as well. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back after this message.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It is Friday, and this is Trish Clark, your host this morning. I'm joined in the studio with Councilman Baron Browning, who's kind of a guest and kind of my co-host today. We're just winging it and talking about things that interest us. If you'd like to be a part of that conversation, jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a phone call at 605-4567. If you have any questions or thoughts about something going on any place in the county or just down in the city of Anderson, please give us a call and let us know that. This portion of the show is brought to us by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Lockspur in Reading, a firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, give him a call at 222-8222. And we got an event coming up this weekend. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up this weekend, but Baron, tell us about the museum.
Yeah, this Saturday, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center will be having their annual dinner at Saturday, April 28th, Anderson Veterans and Event Center at 3210 West Center Street. It starts at 5 p.m. Table sponsors are $500. And that includes $800 in ticket and gun raffle. And couples are $50 and individuals are $35.
Speaking of gun raffles, we have a piece of legislation that's winging through the legislature that we need to make people aware of because we need to all of us be calling. You know, I don't know whether it helps because we certainly know that our representatives are not going to vote for something like this. But hopefully if you can flood enough of the councilman or the assemblyman's office and the governor's office, some of this stuff can go away.
Yeah, AB 3199 actually affects those nonprofits that we were just talking about.
The right.
California Veterans Museum, Ducks Unlimited, Anderson Rotary. So what it's saying is, and the bill is based on gun transfers, is that if a nonprofit is going to have a raffle of three or more guns, that's now illegal. And so what it states is that you can't do more than three guns. And it's six in a year. So when you look at things like Anderson Rotary, Northern California Veterans Museum, Ducks Unlimited, things like that, where you have 15 or 20 guns, that becomes illegal at that point. And that's just sad because the transfers are all made legally. They're done through a licensed gun shop. The backgrounds are checked. All of the things. We have some of the strictest gun laws in the nation in the state of California.
And these nonprofits are all raising funds to go for things that are good for the community. They're like the Anderson Rotary. Their money goes for scholarships.
$40,000 a year we give out in scholarships to kids.
Exactly. And the Ducks Unlimited, that's all for habitat and things for the areas that make for better refuge for animals, Elks, any of them. I can go on and on and on of all the places that do the gun raffle. And all goes back into stuff that's good for the habitat, good for the community, donations. All that funds go right back into our community and make for better things. For all of the citizens, it's not like we're just putting the guns in the hands of a bunch of madmen. They're all, like you say, going through the proper. None of those guns leave those raffles in the hands of the people that won
Absolutely
them.
Absolutely not.
They go right out of there and are returned and go through the proper paperwork that's necessary to complete any of those transactions.
You still have to wait the waiting period. All those same rules apply. Like you said, you don't leave with the gun that night. We know exactly who is going to get the gun. and the dealer then goes and does all of their stuff legally that they have to do, and then you might or might not get the gun if you're, you know, within the law.
Exactly, and certainly there are instances where people do not qualify. Those guns are just then not delivered.
That's right.
And that's just how it goes.
And those nonprofits get the money back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like there's a loss, but you still have to follow the law. It's just like building, right? You still have to follow the rules.
Exactly. So it's very important that if you know somebody down there, write a letter. Certainly our representatives are aware of these things, but it's one to watch. I know that the Gun Owners Association and the different areas in the state are taking note of these different bills as they come through.
If you have a charity that does this, make sure that you reach out to your local legislator, Brian Dolly, Bruce Ross, any of those people. I emailed them yesterday about AB 3199. It is still in committee, but let's help it not get out of committee. Let's stop it.
Yeah, try to kill it right where it started.
That's right.
I had another, Mosquito Serenade.
Serenade is right around the corner. The day in June is our kickoff, and that runs for 10 weeks. The 2 weeks were kind of dormant, which we still participate in as a city, is the week of fair, so the Shasta District Fair. We go dark that week because the fair has a concert.
Yeah.
And so we made a decision about 4 years ago to support that. It's in our community, and we decided to go dormant that week and let the fair take over that week. And it's a great community thing that we're not stepping on each other's toes, and I really love that part of our city.
Well, and the Shasta District Fair, as we know, is a state fair. Our local county fair is up in MacArthur, but the Shasta District Fair is located in the city of Anderson, and it has always been an integral part of our community. A lot of cooperation and unity there between the two agencies. And then, of course, we've got July 3rd coming up as well.
Yeah, Anderson Explodes is going to be a booming again this year. Last year we had Pam Tillis. This year we signed William Michael Morgan.
Wow.
With his number one hit, I Met a Girl. So we're looking forward to that. And I just want to make a plug on a few things that how many agencies are involved on July 3rd, because you've got 15,000 people that come to a city of 10,000. So we got our entire city plus 5,000 more people, and that's not including all the people that are in the surrounding area.
Right.
That watch from their home or go down the street or watch from, you know, wherever they watch from and have a barbecue at their home. But all of those agencies are of course, Anderson Police Department, Chief Michael Johnson and his staff do an amazing job of getting 15,000 people out of the fairgrounds and directed back out. It's slow. I understand that. But if you go to any event,
we have 15,000 people. It takes a little while to get them all out and on their way.
So for the first time last year with Anderson Explodes, George Wold and his kids, the FFA kids, park all the cars. And we do that, and we charge that so that, number one, those kids can have the money. And number two, that makes sure that every slot gets used and that, you know, most people and most families can come and join. It is a free event. Other than the $4 to park, the event is completely free. But Chief Johnson and his staff do an amazing job of getting that out. And then you have CHP, who donates their time, and they come and they have 2 to 4 bicycles that roam through the fairgrounds and do that. And then Dignity Health brings their ambulance, so they donate that. And then, of course, Anderson Fire District comes and surrounds us with fire trucks to make sure that none of those explosions that go off start burning our city. So they're actually right there. They're within, you know, 100 yards of where the actual fireworks go off.
Yeah, so it's a great evening and fun entertainment. You've got are the car races?
Yes.
The evening,
last I heard, they're going on.
Yeah.
Well, they're not part of us, so I don't know exactly the details.
Exactly, but then the car races are there. There's a barbecue going on. There's food and drink available.
Oh, don't forget the 4-H FFA barbecue that helps all of those kids have the fair again the next year.
Exactly. So it's a real community activity. And you know, the fairgrounds is a nice, cool place that just you can take your chairs and a blanket and do all of that. And then when we get into the fireworks, you can go right out there on the grounds and ride it into the stadium. It's a fun event, and that way you get to do two fireworks because the city of Reading has theirs on the actual July 4th. So we're going to take our break here, And we will be back on the other side with more entertainment. And I believe we have a guest from One Safe Place coming in at 8 o'clock. And thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in a bit.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The House Intelligence Committee out with its final report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Capitol Hill correspondent Molly Hines.
The report from the GOP majority concludes there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, a finding that is fiercely contested by committee Democrats. The panel did conclude that Russia attempted to interfere in the elections through cyber attacks and social media. The main conclusions of the report were released last month.
And President Trump tweets, Clinton campaign paid for opposition research obtained from Russia. Wow. The president, referring to the Mueller investigation, adds, total witch hunt must end now. The leaders of North and South Korea figure it's about time they sign a peace treaty formally ending the Korean War. This is one of the developments coming out of their historic one-day summit that's now wrapped up.
No expert was expecting that we'd have this kind of 180-degree reversal, where last year was basically inching closer and closer to the serious possibility of military conflict, and now we're on the brink of peace.
Yonsei University Korea's analyst John DeLury. German Chancellor Angela Merkel about to meet with President Trump at the White House.
Trade tariffs and the Iran nuclear deal are among the topics the two leaders are expected to discuss, much like the French president did earlier this week during his state visit. President Trump and Chancellor Merkel will meet in the Oval Office before having a working lunch. Later, the two will host a joint press conference.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Toyota has big expansion plans for its Mississippi factory, the automaker planning to invest $170 million in that facility and add 400 jobs. Stocks are lower on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is down about 100 points, the NASDAQ off 16, and the S&P down 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Researchers in Australia launching a drive to find many more, so far, undiscovered species.
Scientists say at the current rate it could take them 400 years to find and categorize all of Australia's as yet unknown species. They want to supercharge their efforts using genome scanning, DNA testing, and 3D imaging to get the job done by 2050. The benefits could be immense. There's the potential for new life-saving drugs and breakthroughs in the treatment of mosquito-borne diseases. Sea sponges found in Australia are often rich in compounds that form the basis for antibiotics.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. The European Union's made a key breakthrough to completely ban pesticides that harm bees and their crop pollination. 28 member states got a large majority backing to the ban on the three prevalent neonicotinoid pesticides. Take effect at the end of the year. Townhall.com. The White House now seeking a new nominee to head the Veterans Affairs Department after White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson took himself out of the running.
White House officials say they're taking a new look at the way nominees' backgrounds are checked and hoping President Trump will take additional time to make sure a potential candidate is sufficiently vetted. Insiders say the leading person now under consideration is former Florida Congressman Jeff Miller, who chaired the House Veterans Affairs Committee before retiring last year.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Bill Cosby's spokesman says the 80-year-old comedian is feeling great and confident he did nothing wrong one day after being found guilty on three counts of aggravated indecent assault. Andrew Wyatt telling ABC's Good Morning America that Cosby is spending time with his wife Camille less than 24 hours after hearing the guilty verdict, as there will be an appeal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Friday morning, and this is not Carl and Linda. We're playing musical chairs this morning, and it's not Thursday either, but this is Trish Clark. So we got everybody straightened out there. We have been rotating Carl's hunting, and Linda's taken the day to do some other things. So I am here this morning, and I'm joined in the studio with by Baron Browning from the city of Anderson.
Great to
welcome
be here.
And we have some guests here from One Safe Place that we're going to be introducing in a minute. Right now it's 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69, a low this evening of 48, and showers are likely. On Saturday we're looking for showers again, a high of 64, a low of 48, and about a 70% chance of rain. We're hoping that doesn't happen because we've got cool April nights going on all weekend. And on Sunday we've got a chance of showers, slight chance of showers, and then mostly cloudy into the evening, a high of 67, a low of 47. On Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 72. Monday night, a low of 49. And then by Tuesday, getting back up into that 80-degree range. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. If you're out there, I hope you're jumping into the chat room and to join us at kcnr1460.com. I'm not usually looking at that because I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, so I can't watch that and talk. But please join us in there. And then give us a call at 605-4567. We are joined on the phone right now by Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are trading in the red right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points at 24,257. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 2,662. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 18 points at 7,100. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE, down a penny at 14.38. Bank of America off 5 cents, trading at $30.02. Nokia positive 12 cents at $5.99. For local stocks of interest, PG&E up 58 cents, trading at $46.86. Verizon up $1.41 at $51.17. Target down 18 cents at $71.69 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down 1 basis point to 2.97%. And over to commodities, gold is up $5.40 an ounce at $1,324. Silver off 5 cents at $16.56 per ounce. Crude oil off 7 cents, trading at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Susan. All right, so now we have in the studio some representatives from One Safe Place, one of the really good places located in Shasta County and one of our great agencies. We're joined by Kara Murphy, who is the volunteer coordinator. Morning, Kara.
Good morning.
And Kasara Nance, crisis hotline coordinator. Good morning, Kasara.
Good morning.
So, ladies, thank you for coming in this morning. And tell us, first let's introduce who you are, Kara, and tell us a little bit about Kara.
Okay. Well, I'm a native of Reading. Grew up here, graduated from Central Valley High School. I've enjoyed living in lots of different states, but recently returned to Reading in July to be near family. So I love working at One Safe Place. I love working for some place that's bigger than myself, that really goes out into the community to make a difference. I enjoy lots of things about Reading, and one of the things that I really enjoy is the arts that are here. I work also with the Cascade Theater making costumes. So, and I also am a board member at Shasta High School Choir. So I sometimes help costuming there as well. So, I just like Reading and how diverse it's become while I was gone.
Nice. Good.
I'm glad to be back.
Okay. And then, Kasara, tell us a little bit about you.
I am the crisis hotline coordinator at One Safe Place. I came to One Safe Place really hoping to, like Carrie said, be something that was bigger than myself. And it was my way of putting my feminism and my activism into action to help my local community. Outside of work, I'm still learning about Reading because I'm newish. But I'm really looking forward to the warmer weather so I can get out and go hiking. I love exploring Whiskey Town, and I will go into any little bookstore that I find because at my heart, I'm an English major still. So.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome. And you know, One Safe Place is just one of the jewels of Shasta County and the one of the best things we do here for this community. Tell us what's happening up there right now.
Well, at One Safe Place, you know, we just finished Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, which was a great opportunity for the community to come out, get together, be together. And, you know, we're looking forward to some more events coming up. We've got Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style. I have to remember that title and get it right, and that's going to be coming up in June. But even more exciting, we have an opportunity right here in May that Kasara is going to tell you guys about.
Okay, perfect.
So the event that we're running, sorry about that, the event that we're running in May is actually a monthly sponsorship. So for just $30 a month, someone can become a sponsor. And what that will get you is it helps promote the protective factors at One Safe Place in our children's program. That will look like a fully integrated case management, counseling, curriculum that provides positive social interactions, communications of feelings, recognizing and learning to control certain behaviors. It also helps parent-child skills and coping mechanisms, along with family-based needs. And our case managers actually work as liaisons with the schools, and they help to arrange transport and connection with local daycares. So for $30 a month, that sponsorship can help change the future of a child and the culture surrounding domestic violence and sexual abuse. So if you would like to become a sponsor, you can call 244-0118, extension 209, and let them know that you are ready to change the culture and that you want to help out for just $30 a month and begin your sponsorship.
And know exactly where your money's going. I like a defined program like that so you can actually see real results of what my money is doing this to help a family or a child get better going. You know, I think a lot of times we don't often concentrate on the children involved in these situations. We think about the women because that's kind of our focus, is to take those women out of that place. But the children involved in those domestic violence situations are the ones that bear the brunt and the scars from that for their entire life, unless there's intervention in the process. And that's one of the good things that they do at One Safe Place, is treat that whole family unit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if a child is exposed to domestic violence, there's you know, a one-third likelihood that that child will grow up and then partake in a situation where they are harmed, and one-third likely to become someone who harms others, and one-third likely to not partake in any of that, but just go ahead and lead their normal life. So coming in and being able to take that situation and change it for good can change the course of so many people's lives in the future even.
So, you know, We always assume, again, that everyone in the community is always familiar with the topic that we bring up or the organization we bring up. What do you want to give us what is One Safe Place?
A One Safe Place exists to eradicate and come against and speak out about domestic violence and sexual assault. So we can have clients come to us who are experiencing those things in their lives, and we provide support, counseling, services to help them either get out of their violent situation or go ahead and make progress in their lives towards a healthier life situation.
We need to take a break, and then we'll come back after this.
Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little types. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1332 between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3650.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, 1460am.com. Join us in the chat room or give us a call at 605-4567. It is Friday, and this is Trish Clark. And this portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, my favorite place to go shop and look at all the estate jewelry and the wonderful things that are available at Four Winds Jewelers. They have the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watchmaker. If you take your place any place, a watch someplace else, it's going to end up there to be repaired. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750 for all those special items for that young lady in your life. You can always find a gift at Four Winds Jewelry. We're joined in the studio, Baron Browning and I, who's co-hosting with me this morning, by Angela, by Carrie Murphy and Kassara Nance, and they're from One Safe Place. Kassara, crisis hotline coordinator, exactly what does that entail?
So I coordinate the crisis hotline at One Safe Place. What that means is that after hours, we still maintain our crisis line. So during business hours, all the crisis calls come straight to our front desk. After hours, starting at 5, the crisis hotline is fully staffed by volunteers, and they come on to make themselves available to assist those in need, whether it's a domestic violence situation, a sexual assault scenario, or if they just have questions about restraining orders, TROs, temporary restraining orders, or if they feel like their friend is in a violent relationship and like, I just want to talk about how I can be a good support person for them, that's what our crisis hotline is there for. And you can reach our crisis hotline at 244-0117.
Okay, and if a person calls in, call in and you can tell if that person is in a crisis. How much training do the people receive who are on the other end of that to get them headed in the right direction and get them help?
So all of our volunteers at One Safe Place, particularly those that work on the crisis hotline, go through a very rigorous 66-hour domestic violence and sexual assault crisis counselor training course. We are just finishing up one of our classes. I believe we have about a week left on this class. And then it will start another one possibly in summer if there is interest, but definitely one will start up again in the fall.
Okay, because it's important. I know a lot of people are concerned if they pick up the phone and call in this day and age that as soon as they pick up the phone that their number can be traced. And I think there, as I recall, there's an assurance that if unless you commit yourself to help and what have you, people are not going to just take that number and because they can see it and go to your place. Do you know where I'm going with that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So let me try and answer that for you. If I'm completely off base, let me know. So with the phone system that we use, it keeps their phone, the individuals calling into the crisis hotline, it keeps their phone number private and confidential, and it also keeps the volunteer advocate's phone numbers confidential as well. So there's no crossover. Everybody stays completely private.
And that's exactly the point I was trying to get. I couldn't remember exactly how it worked, but I know that there's a concern when somebody makes a phone call that somehow they're going to be traced through that phone call when they're really not ready yet to make that commitment.
That's true, and that's a very valid concern on both sides. If an individual does not want to give their phone number, we try and get their first and last name and their phone number. We let them know that this provides us the information that we need to follow up. So if they make an appointment, we always ask, like, hey, is it okay if we phone you if you miss your appointment? So if someone says, I would love to be contacted by One Safe Place on Tuesday morning, you know, please have them call me. That comes through in the notes, and then we know that we have that person's okay to reach out to them. It's all about kind of empowering them to make their own decisions, and whenever they are ready, we want to do everything that we can for them.
So there's a lot of things on social media that I've seen over the last, especially over the last year, in regards to if I'm in trouble and I call, but my abuser's still there. Is there some special way to communicate when you don't want the abuser to know that you're calling?
There are multiple ways to communicate. Believe it or not, you can actually communicate with us via Facebook, if that's something that is safer for that individual. So you can follow us on Facebook, OSP Shasta, and you can actually send us a message that says, hey, I can't call the crisis hotline because my abuser tracks my phone usage. But being on Facebook looks like normal activity. So it might be best for some folks to try and reach out through other avenues.
Okay, excellent.
And I always like to throw in that in fact, it isn't just for women. One Safe Place also has the ability to help men because men can also be in those situations.
Absolutely. We assist all genders.
You know, I think it's an important thing to realize. We always try to categorize all those things and don't realize that there are many men who are in those situations and is helpless to do anything about it because of the children or anything else, if the mother is a domineering or the female in the place. So there's those ways to do that. I really want to get a little bit more into all of the other things that go on out at One Safe Place. Volunteers, let's talk about that. That's an important thing because these organizations don't operate without a good quandary of volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, volunteerism is at the core of what we do. Having a great team of volunteers is really just an extension of our advocates. You know, we like to say that Casera is the anchor for her crisis hotline people, and the people themselves are an extension, like almost like an extra arm for our advocates. So when a volunteer comes in, obviously they're going to take part in that 66-hour training. It's really crucial to equip them and educate them so that they can just be the best advocate for our clients. But there's lots of ways volunteers can become involved. Something as simple as being right there at the front desk, accepting donations from the community. We accept all kinds of things, food and new clothing. And, you know, really that volunteer can just say, I'm so glad you're here. Let me get you a tax receipt for that. Let me help you unload it into our building. We also have volunteers that shadow our advocates, and they actually partake in the same exact counseling and discussions with the clients that one of our paid employees does, and they're trained to do that. We have volunteers that go into the court system on Mondays and Fridays. They're court advocates because it's really important that our clients feel empowered and supported during that time. It can be really stressful for someone to be in a courtroom, not understanding every procedure and having to look their assailant in the eye. So we send people with them who say, I'm here with you. They can be a physical barrier between that person that was assaulted and the assailant themselves. We also have a great need for childcare volunteers because people that are in shelter are receiving workshops and classes, helping them get the skills that they need to stand on their feet when they leave the shelter. And in order for those adults to partake in those classes, we need volunteers to be with the children. And I always point out to our volunteers that when they are volunteering with a child, they're volunteering with the child, they're helping the parents, they're helping the advocates. It's kind of like this raindrop in the water, and it just spills out and impacts so many people. We also need volunteers with our fund development coming to our events, helping with registration or seeking donations prior to an event. There's just really almost no end to what volunteers can do.
Every time you feel like you could donate an hour a week or a couple hours a week or whatever.
Yes, it's completely flexible. So I'm willing to work with somebody's schedule. We have people who are retired and they come in multiple times a week. We have people who are business professionals. They might just come in on their lunch break, or they might come in once a week. We have college students who are needing some experience to put on their resume, or maybe they're seeking a degree in social work, and so they're able to come and get hands-on, real-time experience that they can walk away with. And we have opportunities both in the morning and the afternoon. But if somebody says, you know, I have this special skill and I'd like to turn it into a workshop and give it to the people in shelter, I'm completely willing to work with that too. So really, you know, I like to say it doesn't take somebody extraordinary. It just takes people who are willing to say, I'm going to be part of that answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and commit some time. And really, that's everybody. Anybody can do that. So, you know, even if you don't have time to volunteer, you might be able to give a donation, whether it's, you know, some food for our pantry, or whether you're a business and you want to donate some funding or donate an item that we can put into one of our auctions. So there's really no end to ways that people can reach out and be part of the answer.
Items that you can donate. I heard you mention new clothing.
Mm-hmm. Or used clothing. Gently used clothing is also wonderful.
How about bedding? Gently used bedding and towels and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, stuff that has been treated nicely will always come in handy. We have a wonderful transitional housing that's going on, and Christy Hansen's in charge of that. So someone that's leaving shelter, there's a space between leaving shelter and being able to do everything on your own. So transitional housing fills that gap, and we're able to put someone in a transitional house, and that house needs equipped beds, bedding, everything you need in the kitchen, sometimes children's bedding. So we do accept those kinds of things. We have a great volunteer team that goes and they put all of those things in the house and they stage it so it looks just beautiful when our clients walk into their new house. It literally brings tears to their eyes.
Well, and this is so important that once they get out of the situation they're in, and get stabilized at one safe place, that move into something kind of permanent on their own, what a great advantage to have all of those things there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not just launched out on their own. There is continued support for them.
And Anderson Rotary helps every year with the crab feed. We do the clam chowder.
Oh, yes. We love the Rotary.
World-famous John Shara clam chowder.
We love the Rotary, and we love your clam chowder. I mean, that's just the best.
And we donate all of that, not only our time, but all of the ingredients that go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, May 18th as the Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They let the images and the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music, so take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane past the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. And purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Life in the Fast Lane, the songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 18th. Come and celebrate 25 years at the River. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. We're joined in the studio today by Carrie and Cassara from One Safe Place. We've been talking about all kinds of great things there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. The Reading Home Helpers is your loved one needing some extra help at home, recovering from an injury or surgery. The amazing caregivers of Home Helper can keep your loved one safe and independent in their own home. Run by Sharon Clark, my dear friend that does the show with me once a month.
The Clark and Clark Show.
The Clark and Clark Show, one with an E and one without.
Yes.
Sharon Clark's the owner. She'll come see you and give you a complimentary in-home consultation. Learn more at readinghomehelper.com. The one place we want to go for helpers for those loved ones in our home. Give her a call at 226-8350. So we've been talking about all the things at One Safe Place. Carrie, tell us something more that we haven't talked about what happens out at One Safe Place and the things that are going on a regular basis there.
Okay, well, one of the things that that we have going on, and we were just talking about kids before the break, we actually have a camp for kids, Camp OSP. It's held at Camp McCumber outside of Shingletown, where we take kids who have been exposed to domestic violence, sexual assault. They are nominated. Their names are given to us by counselors, by psychiatrists, by school officials, so that we know these kids have experienced trauma, and we are able to take them to camp for a week. And most of these kids have not experienced something like that before. They haven't been outside of the city. They haven't had the opportunity to just play in nature, be kids, you know, jump in the pond and paddle a canoe. These are entirely new experiences for them. And to feel like, gee, there's another life out there. There's hope for a different kind of future. There are people surrounding me that I can trust. This is all new for them. And so that's something that we have ongoing, because not only do we have the camp in June, it'll be June 17 through 23 this year, but then after the camp, we continue to follow up with those kids. And so we try to stay connected with them all throughout the year, all the way even through till like Christmas. We have a big holiday party for them. So it's really vital that they understand there's this community supports them, that there's more out there for them, and that they're not forgotten in any way.
You know, it's so important that we intervene and continue with that after they go through the trauma and the One Safe Place. As we talked earlier, those kids, sometimes if we don't let them know that this is a safe place, that there is some place that they can be protected and people care about them, a lot of them bury it within them, and then they go forward and get into, as you indicate, the same kind of situation when they grow up or become one of those people that abuse because they just think that's the right way to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we see families come into shelter, a lot of times moms are holding their kids almost 100% of the time, not letting them out of their sight or even out of their care. And the kids themselves are not relaxed. They don't know who they can trust. And after they've been there a few days, you see them a week later, and the kids are running around the shelter, laughing, talking to each other. All of the moms and dads that are in shelter are kind of caring for each other, caring for each other's kids. You begin to see them understand that there's people there that they can trust and that there's a hope for a future.
I think we don't often appreciate if we've not been in those situations. We have our children and they're safe and secure. And it's hard to realize that we have so many of those children out there that are threatened. And what a sad thing at such a young age to not feel that security and peace of mind just by having a safe place to go to bed every night and get up in the morning and kind of a normal life. So when we can expose them through the shelter and then beyond that. The life they've been leading is not the normal life, and that they can actually get into that routine. It's a great thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we discover when the moms come in, these are fantastic moms. You know, they have really been doing everything they can to survive and try to protect their families and give their kids the life that they know they deserve, the life they want to give them. And it's important for us to remember that these moms really are doing the absolute best that they can. And all they need is some support. All they need is some ability to say, you can do this, and we're going to be right here with you, supporting you, and giving you what you need in order to be that mom that you really, truly are.
To help you change and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great one to believe that we don't need to do everything for everybody. I think that everybody has to have a piece of the puzzle to move forward, and I'm so willing and to always help those that want to help themselves. And that really is the basis of One Safe Place. It's not that we're going to take over your life and do everything for you, but we're going to enable you to lead the kind of life that you can and should be leading.
Yeah, well, and like Kasara mentioned earlier, we're not about telling people what to do, but empowering them to live their best life, giving them choices, giving them options. As I mentioned before, we have workshops and classes for the adults that are in shelter. None of that is demanded that they attend, though. They can pick and choose. They can say, yes, I want to go ahead and attend Triple P and work on my parenting skills, or I'm going to go to this workshop about building my resume and how to interview for a job. But that's them making that choice. They are empowered and given the opportunity to do those things. But ultimately, it lies within themselves to go ahead and say, yes, I'm going to do that and step forward in my life.
If I could give a quick shout out. In 2013, my mom came to us. She was being abused. We went to One Safe Place. And the advocate went to court with my mom. And so I truly appreciate that. And she got away from that situation and lives here with us now in Shasta County. So, you know, shout out to you guys. It does work.
Yeah, and those are the kinds of success stories we love to hear. You know, that's what keeps us going. That's the motivator. We always say, ultimately, we want to be worked out of a job. We want a community where there is no domestic violence or sexual assault. So the day that we're pounding the streets looking for new employment, that's the day we want.
So that means that we get our job well.
Thank you. What are the stats
of domestic violence in Shasta County? I don't know exactly all the percentages, but I do know that when you look at the domestic violence, the sexual assault, and the adverse childhood experiences, sadly, Shasta County is about double the rest of the state of California. So it is something that we deal with here a lot, but it also means that a place like One Safe Place is maybe the reason that we have awareness of it is because people have a safe place to come, and so we can hear about those things going on.
I believe that when we looked at the statistics the last time when Jean King was there and we talked about that, I believe that one of the reasons that our statistics are as high as they are is because there is such an awareness of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think in reality... I think the other places are not reporting everything that's going on there because there isn't the availability of services like there is. And I think that's an important realization. We really have gone so far with the One Safe Place and by moving it into an area where it isn't hidden anymore. That's kind of a unique, approach absolutely, because in most places, nobody knows where it is because you're trying to protect the women and what have you. When they came up, and I think Jean King had a lot to do with that whole process of making this, okay, we're going to be right out there in your face and we're going to be right out where everybody knows where we are and make this an advocacy center where we can address all the needs under one roof. And everybody knows right where it's at. It's not hidden anymore and has become a real focal point of the community. I think that then we have a lot more people involved and a lot more reporting going on.
Well, yeah, absolutely. By as you say, kind of a one-stop shop, having multiple partners under one roof. When somebody comes to us, if they need to talk to Adult Protective Services or they need family dynamics for substance abuse or they need to talk to eligibility, we don't have to send that person across town to then contact those people. It's probably all they could do just to make it to one safe place as it is. We can just bring those partners into the conversation immediately because they are literally just across the hall.
Exactly.
So it's very empowering. As you said, it's very public. We have all kinds of safety features there when somebody comes so that it's okay to be, hey, this is where we are. This is where our shelter is. Here's where all of our advocates are. And, you know, because of the support of law enforcement in this town, we've just felt very comfortable meeting the needs of our clients there.
Yeah, it's been a great thing. I was involved with Women's Refuge for many years. And so this whole partnership that was created that moved it right out into the face of the community. And I know that was a big building project and everything, and I'm sure that there are still many opportunities to help pay off that continuing debt, and the ongoing upkeep. So we just we'll talk when we come back a little bit more about how people can get involved financially and some of the fundraisers that you have coming up in the future and ways that people can get financially involved and besides just donations of the things we talked about. So we'll take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
I stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Till a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Reading Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Bilotti. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Just a small town girl.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio for the community radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark. It's Friday. We're in our last segment of a show. We've been talking with the people from One Safe Place. One of the really positive things that we have going on here in Shasta County to help turn around some of those lives that maybe didn't get off to just a great start. It's going to be 69 degrees today, low this evening of 48. The sun is shining out there now. It's supposed to be rainy, but we're hoping that that is just a myth and it isn't going to happen because we've got the Cool April Nights Parade this evening. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to us by Shasta. Oops, no, it isn't. It's brought to us by Bastiani Arms. I think we did them before. You know, the live reads, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that Carl and Linda usually do, and I'm not great at it. So if I've missed any of you great advertisers out there today, give me a break. I'll catch you next time. So, Carrie, talk to us a little bit about ways we can donate to One Safe Place.
Well, it's we try to make it as easy and accessible for the community to donate as possible. Like I said before, folks can literally walk donations into our door. But you can also call area code 530-244-0117 and ask to speak to the Fund Development Department. And they'll be glad to set you up either on a monthly donation or just take a one-time donation. You can also go to our website, ospshasta.org, and there are many links there for ways to sign up to do donations financially.
Earlier in the show, you spoke about a thing that for $30 a month. You want to give us more information on that?
I did, absolutely. I would love to. So for just $30 a month, you can sponsor a month's worth of services for a child to promote protective factors and build their resiliency. The children's program at One Safe Place provides fully integrated case management, counseling, and curriculum that includes positive social interaction, communication of feelings, learning to control specific behaviors, and how to express them in a healthy manner, parent and child skills, and family-based needs. So for your $30 monthly sponsorship, you can help change the future of a child and change the culture surrounding domestic violence and sexual abuse. As a sponsor, you will receive updates, so you get stories and artwork from the program that reflect the positive impact that you are helping to provide. It only takes 200 monthly donors to sponsor a year's worth of services. That's a dollar a day, $30 a month, to provide services and protective factors for every child that stays in our residence this year.
Good, good, good information. On an average daily basis, how many people do we have at the shelter?
Well, our shelter can hold up to 50 people. It's rare that it's completely full. We did have it full around Thanksgiving. I would say that we run in the 20s, probably.
Generally through the summer, we seem to kind of oscillate between like 15 folks up in shelter with their kiddos and like maybe up to 20, 25.
Yeah, it really varies. I know right now there's 14 kids, just the kids themselves. So.
Wow. Wow. 14 kids.
Yeah, and I think over the holidays, you made a point about Thanksgiving. Mm. Unfortunately, I think around the holidays, domestic violence rears its ugly head. Mm. A lot of times, I think that has to do with more use of alcohol, more partying, and I also think it has to do with the stress on families where money is an issue, and perhaps we don't, you know, the gifts and the whole kind of get-together, and holidays are a stressful time.
Yeah, they can be for some people, and then families are getting together that maybe normally have a little more space between themselves, so they get together, and as you pointed out, money could be a factor. So really it doesn't matter what time of year or what's going on, we're completely available to them, but we do understand that holidays can be a stressful time.
Final thoughts and words about people out there that are listening who maybe know somebody who's in one of these situations. We want to encourage them to call and find out how they could be helpful in their friends' or families' situations to get them headed in the right direction. We know that a lot of times it takes two or three interventions before it sticks. The woman will leave, and then she'll be talked into going back home again. Sometimes a couple, three times before it finally...
Yeah. Statistically, it's seven times. It takes a woman or a father even. It takes a partner seven times of attempting to leave before it actually sticks, as you said. So, yeah, that takes a lot of support from the outside, people surrounding them, encouraging them to make that healthy step and get some help. If somebody knows an individual that they think needs help, we actually have a place on our website where they can fill out a form on behalf of someone else saying, I think that this person might need some help. How can you give me that information? So there's a form on our website to fill out. They can always call mm-hmm. the office, area code 530-244-0117, and speak to advocates. And they can come in. We have pamphlets. We have resources. We can head them in the right direction if they're seeking to help people in their lives.
And if you need a restraining order, there's help for that. You can go by out there, talk about your circumstances. They'll help you go through the process of getting a restraining order. Maybe you're not quite ready to actually leave the surroundings. But if you're thinking about it and you need that intervention, at least make the phone call, find out how perhaps these people could help you get out of that situation, or you could help someone you know and love get out of that situation.
Yeah. So when somebody comes in and they sit down with an advocate, that advocate will help them navigate all those different resources, everything from dipping into our closet or the food pantry all the way up to a restraining order. As I said, we have court accompaniment. We have advocates in our office that all they do is help with the legal end of things. That can be a really confusing, convoluted, drawn out process, and so our court advocates can really help.
You guys even helped my mom with a cell phone.
Right. Yeah.
She left everything.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yep. They leave everything behind usually, and so we try to have all of that stuff on
Your
hand.
Your compassion is amazing. Yeah.
Well, you know, it comes from Reading, the community at large. We could not give unless Reading gave first to One Safe Place. And so, really, what we're able to do is because the citizens of Reading have said this is important. We're going to give to it. We're going to give gift cards. We're going to give money. We're going to put you in our will. We're going to give gifts in kind. So that's just our ability to give is because Reading first gave to us.
Shasta County. I'm always the first one to correct because only half the people in Shasta County live in the city of Reading. Mm-hmm. Some of us live in the other counties, and we donate to One Safe Place as well. So I encourage everybody to remember that the donations come from Shasta County residents. So, final thoughts. Anything that we haven't covered that we want people to know about One Safe Place?
Do you have a big event coming other than what's going on in May for the Giving $30?
We are working on gearing up Camp OSP. So we've got our camp counselor trainings. We just had our first one last Sunday. We were in with a remarkable bunch of teenagers. They were 17 to 25, so like teens and early 20s. They came in and spent a good solid 5 to 6 hours training with us. So we're really looking forward to having great, amazing counselors back out at Camp OSP, which of course is going to run on the 17th through the 23rd of June. And if you are interested in being a camp counselor, if you are the ages 17 to 25 and you would like to join us, please give us a call at 530-244-0117. Ask to be put through to the prevention department, and we would be more than happy to get you going in our camp counselor training seminars.
Okay. Carrie, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Well, we're looking forward to camp, obviously, and we're looking forward to Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, coming up in June 23rd. So,
do you have all the dancers signed up already, or the process of doing that?
No, they
have to be training by now.
Yeah, they have been signed up for a while. They've got publicity shots. They they have been organizing a lot of their own fundraisers, and we just really enjoy the people that participate in that, and then the community that comes out to watch as well.
Well, and if you haven't attended one of those, they're really fun. I mean, there's a lot of work goes into that whole choreography and dance partners, and a lot of work, and a ton of money is raised from very good organizations that really get behind it. So if you get the opportunity out there, you know that somebody's involved, make your pledge and help that person raise the funds, and it all goes for just a great cause to get, you know, we always, like I say, we want to help those organizations that put people headed in the right direction to make great decisions and lifestyle changes that are so needed to move forward.
Well, we want to thank you from Shasta County for your compassion for men, women, and children.
Well, thank you. We're delighted to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
And so this is Friday, and we've got the weekend coming up. I invite you to all tune in for all the great programming that goes on KCNR on the weekend. And Carl and Lynn will be back on Monday.
And don't forget, Hilltop is closed this evening, so don't go up there after 5:30 because you won't get in.
That's exactly right. Lots of fun stuff going on in Shasta County this weekend. Get out and enjoy all of those wonderful things. It's maybe going to rain a little bit on you, but April showers bring May flowers, and bring your umbrella and go enjoy what's going on.
And I am the MC tomorrow at Cool April Night, so come on down to the Civic and...
Oh, perfect.
We'll
great.
Do this again.
All right. Great. Great. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Baron. It's been a great time, and we thank you for joining us on KCNR at 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
Back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.